In Matthew chapter 16, Jesus said, I'm going to build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Here we find Jesus, the carpenter, saying that he was going to build a church so strong, so enduring, that even the gates of hell could not prevail against it. This church that Jesus was going to build would be larger than the temple, which took only 46 years to build. In fact, they built the temple in one generation. But the church that Jesus proposed to build would take much longer. It would take generation after generations. The church today is still in the building stage. Jesus knew as the church enlarged, he would have to be calling more workers and empowering them with the same empowerment that he gave to those disciples, which was the divine Holy Spirit sent down from the Father. Jesus starts off with a small crew. He called them apostles. We find in Matthew chapter 4 and verse 18 that Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brothers, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. That's what Jesus does. He takes ordinary people and makes them fishers of men. A fact that cannot be denied is that no body of men, no matter how many or few, have ever exercised so much influence on the world as the small circle of ordinary men. Jesus called them, trained them, commissioned them, and empowered them. Looking at this from the human angle, the 12 had meager equipment for the task that lay before them. They had no radios or televisions. They didn't have the printing press or the internet to help them spread the gospel. Not only that, they were referred to as being unlettered and ignorant men, which means they were unprofessional men outside of the current schools of philosophical, political, and religious thoughts. To all appearance, no mission seemed more hopeless than theirs. It was an enterprise doomed to failure. Seeing they had no status, no organization behind them, no wealth of their own or wealthy backers, how could they expect success in the worldwide campaign that they were commissioned to? I'll tell you how. Consider this. They became the companions of a man who was born in poverty, spent most of his years in obscurity, never had any position in life, never wrote a book, died as a felon between two thieves, and who lived only 33 years. How could they expect to bring the impact of their witness to bear upon the world as followers of one who was despised and rejected of men? Yet forward they went to summons the world to his feet, and the world came, and is still coming today. In spite of the godliness of our age, there are millions today in the world who love this man of Galilee. The application of this for our hearts is that it is not what we are when we respond to Christ, but what by his grace and power he can make us as we follow him. When Jesus calls those first disciples, he said, follow me, and I will make you. There are no self-made Christians in his service. They are all Christ-made. Self-made men are usually not made up of good material, and most can be wrapped up in a very small package. But those with whom the Lord wants and wins are those he is able to form into human books to tell the story of his love and grace. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.